What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for Awesome Odds, and we are back. More college football betting picks. Week 12 edition. The season is winding down, but there is still plenty of money to be made. Teams are in shambles. Teams are on the upswing, and me and Matt are here to break it all down. Before Matt unveils his favorite picks and I give mine, I do want to say, if you have not been to our sponsor BetMGM site, there is no better time to take advantage. If you are a new user and you deposit $10 or more, you are going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. And in addition, we're going to give you 3 free months of Awesomo Plus Platinum, covering you from the DFS to the betting, all sports, all things. You have to use the link in the description of this video. While you're there and you enjoy this content, hit that like button and subscribe to the channel here. But Matt, there's a lot of games. Like I said, a lot of teams in flux. Where did your eyes go when you saw this card and you saw this board this week?
Yeah, there's one situation in particular in the ACC I think we can continue to buy, and it's Wake Forest's poor defense. I like the over in that game against Clemson, and Wake Forest has just been in shootout after shootout. They've really struggled in particular to defend the run, giving up a ton of production to some lesser teams like Army stands out, and overall this team is allowing nearly 210 rushing yards per game to their opponents. Now, I don't think Clemson is a dynamic offense this year by any means, but their signal caller, Uiagalelei, is somewhat mobile, sort of in that Cam Newton vein, is a big physical runner. He has 241 yards this year, which isn't a ton, but it's something. And then they're supposed to get back Will Shipley this week, sat out last week against UConn as a precaution. And ultimately, I don't know if it matters if Shipley plays or not. This team is full of four-star recruits with like Phil Maffa, Darian Wrencher. And ultimately, they can take advantage of a very poor run defense for Wake Forest. On the other side, Wake Forest plays a really up-tempo style of play, nearly 80 plays per game for them. Sam Hartman's been extremely efficient. And then they have A.T. Perry and Roberson on the outside, which can definitely exploit Clemson's defense. Roberson is questionable for this game, so watch his status. But ultimately, they have a lot of good receivers that could step up in like a Taylor Moore and a Donald Stewart. Comfortable with Wake Forest offense here, and I like the over in the game at 56.5.
I'm with you, man. This is a Wake Forest team. The tempo they play with is extreme. They don't have to be that efficient, and I think they will put up points. They've scored 35 or more points in every single game early in the year. Okay, the defense was pretty good. They held their first four opponents to under 20 points. Since then, I'm just going to read these off. They gave up 34 points to Louisville, 37 points to Syracuse, 56 points to Army. They allowed 7 points to Duke. It's Duke. They gave up 58 points to North Carolina, and then last week, 42 to NC State. The defense is wearing down. They cannot stop anyone. Clemson's got a multitude of guys that we don't know a ton about them, but you always talk about when you're recruiting at that type of level, the drop off from starter to replacement to third string is just not that big at times. And I think Clemson will have guys ready, even if some of these key pieces on offense are hurt. So I am with you there. I mentioned in the intro some teams in shambles. There's nobody who's in more shambles than Texas, and I am going to try to take advantage of that with my first and favorite bet of the week. I am taking West Virginia. They are at home, -2.5. It's ticking to 3 at a lot of places. See if you can find -2.5. If not, I'm okay with 3. This is a simple fact that West Virginia, I think, is just a fine middling team. They're not playing great, but they are playing a team in Texas. The wheels have fallen off. They lost to Kansas at home. That hasn't happened ever. Kansas hasn't won a road game in 15 years. Kansas hasn't won a Big 12 game in its decades, it feels. It's just been a disaster. And it's not really Texas's fault in this situation. All their players are injured, and now they lose Bijan Robinson, their star running back. They're playing quarterback roulette. The defense has been gashed. They're giving up 5.3 yards per rushing attempt. That's 112th in the country. Letty Brown and the West Virginia rushing attack, I think, will have immense success here. And Matt, I just simply think Texas has nothing left. So if I can get this inside a field goal, I will lay the points with the Mountaineers.
Yeah, I think that's a good line, especially with them playing at home against Texas here. Like Texas going on the road with these kind of struggles, don't think that bodes well. It's not just Bijan who's hurt. Like Roshan's been banged up. He played last week, but he'd been hurt before. And Keelan Robinson, kind of their change of pace, he's been banged up as well. Not to mention like their receivers, if they have to play from behind, losing Jordan Whittington early in the year and having Joshua Moore banged up. And Xavier Worthy's played phenomenally in their place. But I mean, like he saw 23 targets last game. Like it's just so much of the offense has to go through him right now. can West Virginia just like Keon Worthy and stop really their only legitimate playmaker? I think there's a pretty good chance that they can. And then on the other side, like, I like West Virginia's rushing attack, and I think they would improve even further if they can get Garrett Green back, their dynamic dual threat who comes in situationally for Deggy, who's just a zero in the run game. But ultimately, I'm not sure if it matters just how bad Texas has been against the run. They can ride Letty here.
Yeah, that's what I think they're going to do. And if it just seems that Texas is truly out of options. So we will see. Before we get to your last pick, I do want to say there's a ton of games that I know you and me have talked about already on Betting You, which is our exclusive college sports betting podcast. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts, or you can go to the Awesome-O Podcast Network and find it. So I want to ask, of all the games that you talked about, what other one are you going to bring to this video to talk about?
I think there's an interesting spot that you could take a couple ways with Boston College. So we talked about buying a Wake Forest bad run defense. Boston College, they're a very different team with Yurkovich under center. So this is a spot where I think you can look to their team maybe being a little mispriced in the betting market. And I think towards the over is my preference in this game. They're playing Florida State, a team that's played well under Jordan Travis. He's actually been surprisingly efficient as a passer this year, and we know what he can do with his legs. Then Boston College, last week we saw him in a shootout against a very similar team in Georgia Tech. With Yurkovich under center, particularly last year, this team was much faster and much pass heavier. And we know that Florida State is going to allow points on the other side. Right now, the over 54 points, this is priced for like a Dennis Grossel, the current Boston College offense. But it's just been a little different when Yurkovich is under center. And with him having missed nearly the entire season, I think you can get some edges towards the over here.
Don't mind that at all. First of all, I'm stunned that we're talking about him. I had 0% chance to think he was going to come back this season, but he has returned, and we've seen them play a lot better. I actually lean to BC in the game itself against Florida State. Florida State's got to go up there. You can find it 2.5, 1.5. Anything inside a field goal for me is good. And you just mentioned they're a better team. They're up tempo. And I just look at Florida State, who's shown some signs, and I will give Jordan Travis some credit for what he's done under center. I think BC is just the more complete team here. So I'm with you. I think you can go over, and I think you can just go to Boston College in general. They just played a team, and you've talked about this. Georgia Tech is honestly very similar to kind of the personnel that they run and what they do to Florida State. And Boston College is really able to exploit them, scored 41 points, won that game. They look good against Virginia Tech. I think this is just a underrated ACC team when healthy. They are now healthy, and I'm going to take advantage of that.
Agree with you 100% there. Boston College, a pretty strong defense overall, particularly against the pass. There's a lot of advantages towards them.
Look at that. Kind of, I was going to say three up, three down, but that's not true. Really four up, four down.
The bonus pick.
Bonus pick. You're going over in the ACC. I got Boston College. I got West Virginia. That'll do it for us, my friends. Again, if you have any questions, you can hit up me and Matt anywhere on the Awesome-O Networks. Good luck this week. Enjoy week 12 football. We'll talk to you guys soon.